The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show here on the last broadcast of the year and on New Year's Eve. Robin's with me today, and for those of you just joining us, Robin and I, well, we got engaged on
Thursday night.
So her status has changed from main squeeze girlfriend to fiance. Thanks for coming today.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
We drove up from her place in Easton this morning.
I'm not saying I'm awake here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, and I've been hunting all week, too. So that's, you know, that's an added bonus to get, you know, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go hunting and then come back and do what we have to do. And
I work all week and you sit in the deer stand. Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, that's work. That's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to compare data on our Fitbits?
No.
All right, then.
That's just because you have to walk so far to get to it. Then you sit.
I know, but that's the fun part. That's when you walk in, the action starts after you sit down. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one that sits for 2 hours and then goes back and eats breakfast, you know, and then does the last 2 hours of the day. I sit a lot.
Yeah, I know you sit a lot.
I do sit a lot. You would know that because you text me all the time while I'm in a deer stand. But, hey, it works, doesn't it?
Works.
It works. That's a good thing. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Pepe Rojas is our producer this hour. He's going to be taking your name and your phone number for the muzzleloader contest. Final week of the contest, too. The last muzzleloader to be given away next week from the fine folks at CVA, and I'll tell you what, they are good, good folks at CVA. They make a fine product and can't find any issues with it, and we're just happy to have them as a sponsor. I use the product. Jacob shot one deer with his muzzleloader this year, my muzzleloader this year. He has his own. We just haven't put it all together yet and, you know, shot it in and done all that. And he says he wants to do that. So when the boy's in school, it's tough to do, and it's tough to find him in the summer because he was – where'd he go this year? He went to Puerto Rico, and he went to Mexico. And so he fished in both those locales and had a good time out of the country. So that's good. That's good. So hopefully after he graduates from high school, he'll have a little more time to spend with Paul. But we'll see. We'll see. It's all good. Great kid. A student, 4.0 grade point average in school. He's at Eastern Tech studying to be an engineer. I don't know where he's going to college. He doesn't know where he's going to college. But he's just an all-around good kid, extremely ethical, one of the most ethical hunters I've ever run across in my life at the age of 17, but that's because he had a good trainer. A mentor, excuse me. I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Hey, look, safety, safety, safety. I'm like that guy on the commercial. Safety, safety, safety. We always emphasize it.
I know. I have no problem with it, really.
Nope.
Just more fun to.
You don't load your muzzle. You don't put the cap on your muzzle loader or the primer in your muzzle loader and lay it on the truck. You don't do that. You don't rest it against the truck. You don't load it until you get in the stand. You unload it when you get out of the stand. just the way we do it. You have a harness, you're going to climb the ladder, you're going to put your harness on. You're going to be in the tree stand. Now, in the box stand, that's a different story because there's nowhere to fall. But you're in the ladder, yeah, definitely. So, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And the kid is 17, and he's the most selective hunter I've ever seen.
That's what I like. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I know. Jake, landowner said, Jake, if you see a spike, sick of deer, go ahead and shoot it for your first stag. I'm not shooting a spike. It's not the rules. Branched antler. Okay.
He's a great.
6-point walks in. Jacob, there's your buck. Too small. Wound up killing 11-point that day, though. So, you know, hey, got it. Let's see. What DNR event, Ted in Silver Spring, upcoming event. Ted in Silver Spring. Wonder what that's all about. Well, we'll figure it out. Good time to get on the line early in the show. Get later in the show. We may not get time to do your call or have your, you know, have you get on the air. So we don't want you to delay. So, coffee's kicking in. I'm waiting for calls to clear. And then we'll take, let's take Ted in Silver Spring. Good morning, Ted. How are you? Hello, Ted. Where's Ted? Ted, call back. I don't know what happened. No idea. What happened to the other caller?
What?
I don't know what's going on, folks. I really don't. But we'll figure it out here shortly, I guess. 410 WCBM 680. Maybe. Last day of the early muzzleloader or late muzzleloader season is today. Next week, the firearm season comes back in Friday and Saturday in Region B for 2 days only. Of course, the archery season continues throughout the end of the month. And then we've got a late turkey season. Waterfowl season, you're good. While we wait for the calls to clear. Are you with me, John? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Pretty good, thanks. Pretty good. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Okay.
And I said, I'll call in, get in the contest.
Okay.
And what better day to call than to wish you guys Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
And thank
congratulations
you.
And the best of luck to you.
Oh, well, we
thank
appreciate
you so
that, John. I mean, it's we don't call it luck. We knew who put us together. That was the keeper of the stars. And, that's our song. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not, but, we are truly blessed in our lives. You know, how two people who are so compatible could run into each other.
Fantastic. That's
you know,
the way I feel about my wife too.
Awesome.
Exactly. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I got to tell you, Robin, you got a good man there.
I know it.
And I've never met you, but knowing Alan, I'm sure he's got a good girl there. If I may say girl, I'm old enough that I can say that anytime I want to.
I love it. He says that's what he likes about me. I act like a little kid. So
sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, yep. Well, we're looking forward to the future. That's for sure, buddy.
All righty. That sounds good.
All right, John. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Both.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right. Let's see if Lynn is with us. We never know about this hour. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to say congratulations to you and Robin on your engagement.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I've been listening to you a long time. I go to church on Saturday, Sunday. I've been at
last time.
I'm getting ready for church, but I'm listening to you. And
yeah.
Sometimes, of course, I skip church to hunting.
Well.
My brother's going this morning, and I'll meet up with him later on.
Well, now you know what, Lynn. You ought to send me an email and tell me why Sunday hunting would be important to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that, Ellis?
I don't
Ellis
think
at
Sunday hunts in Penn County, but that would be good.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Kent County has a drive underway right now to be I think we're going to have sponsored legislation over there to increase Sunday hunting in Kent County. But drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and state why Sunday hunting is important to you.
Okay, I can do that.
All right?
Yes, sir.
That'd be great. That would be great. So, all right, Lynn, you have a wonderful day, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Lynn. Right, take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
There he goes. All right. Matt, St. Michael's. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Happy New Year to you. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Just wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest and heading out goose hunting today with my dad.
Oh, good. That's good.
Just me and him and our two dogs, so it'll be nice.
Oh, that's a nice day in the blind, buddy. That's oh man, on Thursday. Listen to this. Now this dog Emma is a female, of course, small chocolate lab who's been trained well. I got a little video on the phone of her bringing back a goose from that sailed on us into the woods, 300-yard retrieve on a big giant Canada goose.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was great. But at the end of the day, we had eight birds. There were five of us. There were five of us shooting. So we knew we had one that had sailed the other direction. So we knew bird number nine was down. Okay. Well, bird number nine was still up and around, but couldn't move. It broke a wing or something. But it was walking around in the field. Couldn't fly. We walked down over this little embankment and there was the goose in the field. And they said somebody shoot that goose, so they gave, Jacob a shell and he shot it and it just dusted it. It was out there pretty good distance.
Right.
So Victoria sent the dog and the goose saw the dog coming. Okay? And turned around. Do you ever see them flare up, put their wings up, and puff their breast up?
Yep.
That goose puffed up on that dog, and that dog hit that goose like Terrell Suggs. That was spectacular,
Dogs hit another gear when they do that. They get into 6 feet,
Yeah. I mean, that dog was running after that goose, and that goose turned around and puffed up, and that dog hit that goose. And I'm telling you, that was pretty cool. What a retrieve. So, all right, Matt. Well, enjoy your day out there. I don't know your dad, but tell him I said Happy New Year and you too, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you,
buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
And here comes Glenn in Easton. Thanks for the pictures, buddy. You have to send me all those names and who those folks are.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations on your engagement. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Must be a nice lady. She's from Easton.
Thank you.
We're heading out for some goose hunting this morning.
I bet you are. It's a little chilly out there.
Well, I'm glad it is because we have to go out into the field and grab some decoys and move from one field to another, so at least we can ride over some ice instead of mush.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it was a little greasy out there the other day. So Thursday, the day it rained. So I ran into the guy. We were hunting in Cecil County. I ran into a guy in the rural farms up there, and where we goose hunted wasn't far from where we deer hunt on another farm up there. So ran into this guy 2 days in a row, and I said, "So we're going goose hunting today." I said, "We got a snow goose rig up. We might jump in that." We decided not to, and he goes, "Oh, I know how to hunt snow geese." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Let me give you a tip." I said, "I'm all ears." He goes, "You go out in the field. You set up 500 decoys. Then you go to the next field over and wait for him to come into that one."
Yeah, that's about right.
I said, "You're right."
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. We have two big fields here that we hunt, and one day we had two guys in one field, and then I was in another field. And we were just bouncing from field to field, which is good.
Yeah, that is good. That's the way to do it. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Well, have a happy New Year.
All right, you too. Thanks.
You awesome.
Bye bye. What day was it? Tuesday. I was going up 50 and right over 213 and 50. There must have been 2,000 snow geese flying across 50. That was pretty cool to see that. Talk to who do we got here next? Jack in Towson and then John in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Alan, it's been a while. I used to call you from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
I remember. Yeah, man. How you doing?
It's been a while. I have a little trouble getting my wheelchair up into the tree stand, you know. So
yeah, do you? Yeah. Yeah, that
habits a bit. But I wanted to call about your contest. My physical therapist is a United States Marine.
Good for him.
And I would love to be able to give him that for a gift for all of the fine work he's done to help me.
Well, you're in the contest. I can't guarantee anything. But...
And the second thing is I wish you and Robin the best of everything and a happy new year to you. I still enjoy the program. I listen to it. I don't call as much as I used to. I have trouble seeing, you know, the numbers on the dial.
Sure.
So I give up on that after a while. And then, like I said, it just gets a little rough sticking a wheelchair up in a tree stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it goes. But I'm not gone. I'm still here.
Oh, buddy, I'm glad to hear from you again. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, best to you. God be with you and Robin both.
Thank you, Jack. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. How about that? That's pretty cool. John in Glen Burnie. Good morning, John. How are you?
John's doing just fine. You guys sound well, too.
Yep.
But I don't take my wheelchair up in the stand.
No?
I just ain't been going anymore.
Ah, I hear you.
Well, I figure if I get that... one of the muscle loaders. I might be able to take it for a ride out the woods.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great, John. Yes, sir. Well, we'll see what happens. Everybody's in the contest.
Yeah, you guys have a happy New Year, Benny Water.
All right, John. You too, buddy. Thank you. There we go. And good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good. What's the name again?
Tom.
Tom. Okay, Tom.
Call and congratulate you and Robin on your engagement.
Thank you.
I know my second marriage is the best one I had, so you guys have good luck, too.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate that, buddy. I really do. So,
happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you. You going out? This week, have you been out, have you done any hunting?
Nope, I'm just a paper shooter.
A paper shooter?
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing I think of.
That's great. Well, what type of...
What... when it's warmer.
Yeah, exactly. What type do you do?
I got two handguns and rifles.
All above. Okay. Yeah. Target shooting. Yeah. Good.
Yep. So you guys take care and enjoy your time together.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Well, we got to take a break. I got to tell you folks about the final day today. Head to Clyde Sports Shop if you'd like to take advantage of the rebates on the fine Browning firearms. $100 rebate on shotguns. Any shotgun. We talked about those in the last hour. The A5 and the Maxxis and the Gold Light 10-gauge and the BPS pump. Great day to buy one with a $100 rebate. What's wrong with that? The AB3 Hunter, that gun I've been telling you about all season, the package gun with the walnut stock, the blue receiver and barrel. That is a great gun. It comes firearm, bolt-action, high-powered rifle. Comes with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC scope. Comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. $50 rebate on the AB3. $75 rebate on the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt, extremely accurate. Bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. The AB3 and the X-Bolt are great bolt action rifles from Browning. And then there's the Hell's Canyon Speed. I will eventually have one of those, I hope. But the AB3 has a $50 rebate. The X-Bolt has a $75 rebate. And $25 rebate on the Buckmark pistols, and also a $50 rebate on the 1911 22 pistols as well. So all those rebates is Winter Gunderland from Browning. Your full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Last day to take advantage of the rebate, the last day of the year, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. Full gunsmithing services and repairs. Clyde's Sports is the website, and they're open 7 days a week. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show comes up February 4th through the 12th, 2017, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest consumer outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events span over 650,000 square feet. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The Great American Outdoor Show is featuring the NRA Country Concert. That's on Saturday, February 11th. Doors open at 6:30 with Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith and special guest Tara Thompson. For more details on the world's largest outdoor show, for tickets to the concert, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Or listen to this program. And we'll take care of that for you. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, but we have more commercial breaks coming up right now. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Oh, Charlotte, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Pork salad, and you got your granny.
Gator got your granny. Let's talk to Doug in Eldersburg, then John in Baltimore, Chuck and Chase and Dale in Easton. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Okay, Alan, how you doing?
Well, how about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Congratulations on your new adventures in life you're about to have there.
Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
That's going to be great. Listen, I thought I was having a serious medical problem here. Lately, my eyes have been rolling back in my head, and I've been woozy and all kinds of stuff. I couldn't figure it out. No, it just dawned on me. I haven't been down to Clive's in about 3 months.
No, you better get down there, buddy.
I'm going down there maybe even today. I got to pick me out a New Year's present.
Ah, well, hey, I got some suggestions for you.
All right.
I'll tell you what, when you get down there, I don't know if you're a bolt action rifle kind of guy, but you need to look at that Hell's Canyon Speed, man. That is a cool looking rifle.
Okay.
It comes in 8-TACS. AU, Arid Urban Camouflage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. It's got a Cerakote finish. If anybody knows what a Cerakote finish is, ceramic coated on the barrel rather than bluing. Okay. It's olive. The barrel is like an olive drab. It's not an olive drab. Now, that's not right exactly, but it's a beautiful moss green. Okay.
Gotcha.
Fluted barrel. Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and select calibers. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing is spectacular.
All right. I'll check that out.
Check that Hell's Canyon Speed out. And then while you're at it, buy two.
I had to call super early this morning before my wife woke up.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God.
The Clive's, man, I'll be in big trouble.
Hey, listen, I used to work at an outdoor store. Okay, We used to work in an outdoor store. I was doing a show when I worked there, and I used to work there. And these guys would come in and buy a new firearm and something. They go, "Don't tell my wife." Well, we got to call you and tell you when it's ready, you know. And don't tell my wife. I said, the owner would call up, and every now and then he'd get the wife. And I heard him one day go, "Oh no, ma'am." No, ma'am. No, he won that in a contest, and we're the clearing. I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, all right, Doug.
All right,
happy New Year.
Care now. Have a happy New Year.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. Here we go. John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. Thanks for holding on. How you doing?
Okay, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm not a hunter either. I'm a paper shooter.
No, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's great.
I shoot with the Marine Corps League up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so. Hey, I just wondered, I sent you a picture about 3 weeks ago or so that the guy that caught that fish under the Susquehanna Bridge up in Harrisburg.
Did you actually send that picture to me?
Yeah, I did. I've sent you a couple emails. I'm just wondering if you...
Are they all coming back, or am I getting... What's your email address?
SGTJMD.
Hold on a minute.
At Verizon.net.
SGT dot?
SGTJMD.
At
Verizon.net.
No matches, buddy.
Huh?
I haven't been getting them.
No kidding. I wonder where they're going.
I don't know. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. S on the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't put the outdoors on there. Maybe that's what happened.
Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com.
Right. Okay.
All right. Send her to me, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Yep. Chuck, good morning. How are you, Chuck?
Oh, good morning, Alan. I guess I'll go with everybody else and congratulations to you and Miss Robin.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, Alan, I'm calling you. I've talked to you before, but I live down on the gunpowder here in Chase, Joppa Town.
Yep.
You saw the news this week. I was calling about the fish kill that's been going on down here.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Did you see that? Well, them pictures that you saw on the news is what they took in front of my house.
Okay.
They interviewed me. Anyway,
what'd you tell them?
On Monday, well, I told them it was just the way the fish were all lethargic and swimming up like they're starving for oxygen. They're just coming up to the beach and rolling over and dying. You know, they
have
the catfish, and the majority of it are huge, big carp.
Right.
Majority. I mean, I'm talking, you know, 24, 30 inch fish. You know,
yep, big fish.
Huge, big, yeah.
Yep.
Right now, what you saw on the news is nothing compared to what's out there now. That footage was taken on Monday.
It's worse, huh?
And Wednesday, I could count by Tuesday. I could count a couple of hundred fish from the railroad bridge where we are over, you know, just a couple of houses. I could count 200 fish easily. And I don't know, the only thing that bothers me, I'd just like to get to the bottom of it for sure if they're saying it's an algae bloom or something.
Yeah, are you buying it this time of year?
Well, that's my problem, yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of people buying the algae bloom this time of year.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of rain there before that?
No. Oh, it's actually dry.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If there's a thunderstorm pulse, that can do it. I'm not buying any of it, quite frankly. So.
Yeah. Well, you see, it's like every summer we have accidental, quote unquote, sewage spills into the gunpowder.
That would be more suspicious in my estimation.
And you see, then they have to close the river down for a few days in the peak of the summer, you know, when everybody wants to be water skiing and playing on the water on their jet skis and everything.
Right.
And, you know, millions of gallons get dumped in the river and they close it down. It's always an accidental county thing, you know, and nobody ever hear any results about it.
I hear you.
They run them on a rail out of town, you know.
I get you.
I'm not pointing fingers because I don't know, but the water is crystal clear and beautiful. And these fish, like I said, are just swimming up to the beach and rolling.
That's horrible. Yeah.
I wish there was something that we knew we could just get the word out there. Maybe somebody could get to the bottom of it. I'd just really like to get, you know, to know exactly what it was.
I think you and all the residents and all the fishermen would like to know as well. So
yeah, it's really sad to look out in my house right now. I've been not wanting to look out there to see all them fish laying out there washed up on the beach. It's really, you know, hard to look at.
Yep. All right, buddy. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, and try to have a happy new year, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I just appreciate it. I'm trying to figure out what's happening. That's all
I'm with you.
Down here wandering ourselves, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, happy
all right,
new year
Chuck. Thanks, buddy.
Happy New Year.
See you. Bye bye. There he goes. Yeah, that's got to be something. Let's see. We got Dale, and then we've got Gunter in Towson. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Dale.
I remember the day back in the drunken Dennis when you were having coffee with the old fat gray retired biologist, and this nice young lady walks in. Introduces herself. So that was my first introduction to Miss Robin.
You were there the day we met, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
In the beginning.
So I wish you all very well.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here waiting to hit blind.
He's trying to get you to hear his geese call. Can you hear it?
That's not me. This is what went on in the blind on Thursday.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to go out. I ain't gonna be by myself this morning. Everybody else didn't show up, so we'll see. They're not exactly set the world on fire over here. I'm gonna did have a real pretty toll on Tuesday and knocked the bird down. Should have had another one. So, but
well, that's good. That's good.
We'll try.
That's good.
So
I'll tell you, who's a good shot. Jacob's a good shot.
Is he?
Oh yeah, Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he likes goose hunting, and he's good at it, you know. So, and the kid's just a natural. I mean, he's a good shot on deer. He doesn't, you know, I've never seen him, you know, I don't know that he's ever, yeah, he missed one time.
I think he probably had a pretty good teacher, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty careful on his shot selection, that's for sure.
Dale, he doesn't need any help.
She just doesn't want my head to get big. So
that's right.
Hey, look, I got to brag on him.
You do. He's a great
kid. There you go.
He shot a sick doe this year at 70 yards, and the deer never twitched. And I'm like, that's with a muzzleloader, that's a pretty good accomplishment. So
That's my son. My son's a heck of a lot better shot than I am.
Yeah, so, you got it.
That's for sure. You going to be over this week?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll get up with you.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe tomorrow or Monday.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dale.
Congratulations again.
Thanks, Dale.
See you, Dale.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye. There goes Dale. And finally, Gunter. Good morning. How are you, Gunter?
Good morning. I'm fine. I just want to wish you, your family, and your staff a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And I always still like your show whenever I get it on. I always enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Gunter. We appreciate that, man. We're here every Saturday, 5 to 7, as you know.
Yep.
So, all right.
Okay.
Happy New Year, buddy. You.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Thanks, Gunter. Bye-bye. There you go. 410 WCBM 680. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 numerically. Whew. Wow.
It's going to be a long ride home.
It was a real quick trip here.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
A little over an hour, which is amazing from Easton, but there was no traffic. And that's what we were talking about it, and I said, that's what I love about going hunting early in the morning. You own the road, you know. There's nobody out there except other hunters. And it was pretty slick.
It was very nice.
Yeah, we came up from Easton and up through up Route 2 to 10 and 10 to the 695 and
I'm just wondering which one's going to be holding the other one up driving.
I don't know. I think we're going to be co-drivers or something. Well, we'll see. Switch off every half hour, get a new start. So, but it's okay. It's all right. Been a long week, but been a good week. It's been a good hunting week with my grandson and trying to think what I saw this week that was unique. Talked about a couple of the things that we saw in the blind last week. Let's see what happened.
The pack of coyotes.
Oh, yeah. Anybody says there's not coyotes in Dorchester County hasn't been done outside of Vienna. Jacob was not sitting that far away from me, but I had a flock of swans going over at the same time Jacob was hearing coyotes. And they've heard him five or six times on the farm down there. We have 400 acres that we hunt, private land. And he said, however many it was a lot of them. He said, it sounded like 50. Probably a pack of five or six, maybe a few more than that. But he said they were going crazy. And I said, yeah. They're here, and you know, it's probably a family group or a couple family groups that have gotten together, and you know, there's the place is lousy with sick of deer, so I don't know if they're hunting sick of deer or if they're just finding, you know, gut piles from the state land that surrounds our farm, or you know, or what exactly, but it's pretty interesting, and I suspect they come in pretty close to the house there at the on the ranch. We have one spot where we dress out the deer, and the gut pile doesn't last more than a day or two. Now I know there's a lot of fox down there, and there's other critters as well, but it's pretty amazing. I wish I would have heard them, and I'll hunt back there again. Maybe I'll hear them some night, you know, some evening. But I think it's interesting for those folks that don't know that coyotes exist everywhere. We did hear a story from St. Mary's County, and we actually have pictures in the Hunting Quarterly, this big deer that's on the cover of the winter issue that Mr. Wallace killed was found by coyotes and chewed off both hindquarters. You know, he had to leave the deer go overnight, And when he got it the next morning, the coyotes had found it and chewed off the hindquarters and up the back. And he was able to recover, you know, most of it without any damage. But they had done some damage on the back end. And even in Montgomery County a couple of years ago, when Laura shot her first deer, we heard the coyote pack across the street, and they had found that deer that night. We had to leave that deer go, and she didn't lose the cape and the rack or anything like that, but the meat was done, and the deer was all chewed up. So it was it's tough. Every county, we have coyotes in every county. As a matter of fact, I think I saw one hit on the Beltway down near the Catonsville exit the other day.
But it shows you how naive I am. I had no idea we even had coyotes in Maryland.
You didn't know. We got them. And I see reports all over the internet that people are losing their little dogs to coyotes. Now, your dogs are fenced in.
It didn't stop that bird of prey from coming in.
No, you did have a bird of prey show up in your yard.
Downtown Easton trying to get my Shih Tzu.
Yep, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. There's a pair of eagles down on the farm. And I was watching, this was last year, I was watching two young sika deer just having the time of their lives, just running up and down the power line and all that, just chasing each other and having a grand old time. And one of these eagles came over pretty low, and the sika deer actually ducked when the eagle went over. So, yeah, they're subjective to predators. So I don't know, maybe the coyotes were chasing a sika deer, because they were just going off, according to Jacob. And if you've ever heard a pack of them running, I've heard them in Canada, and I've heard them in Montgomery County, and, you know, they're just, it's an incredible cacophony of sound. So, anyway, first one I ever saw was in Owings Mills in Maryland, not far from the station here. Yep.
There's no punchline with that.
No punchline. No, that's the first one I saw. Saw one in Western Maryland. Saw one that on our lease in Montgomery County. There were three of them. Guy shot one with a bow, and Laura wants to get one. So every time we go, we got to be on the lookout for coyotes and that type of thing. So, but
have fun.
There's all kinds of things out there that people don't know about, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll take a couple more calls, and then we will go to our last break and wrap it up. Here's a question from our buddy, old man John. When you move to the shore, are you going to drive up every Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so. No, well, we're still going to do the show. What's going to happen, John, is probably that I will buy one of those remote devices that I can do the show from, Easton. And it'll sound just like the show does now, only I won't be here physically. I think Dave Sirio, you ought to know, does that. And Tom used to do it from his place in Florida, or when he went on his tour of the shore, Tom Marr. And not sure if Mr. Consolving has one or not in his home or not, but you can broadcast from home and still take the calls. And
we'll still come over some.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. But that's down the road a little bit. So let's talk to John in North Carolina. Hey, John, Happy New Year. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year to you, and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, John.
You and Robin have a wonderful, wonderful year.
Well, we will indeed, and we thank you for that. Yep. Yeah.
Got a question. You're talking about coyotes.
Yeah.
Is this like a new thing? Why were they not a real big problem, say, 30 years ago? Because I'm telling you, down here, they are thicker than thieves.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of thieves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have steadily increased in numbers here in Maryland. And, you know.
How come, though?
They just keep the northern Coyote comes in from Pennsylvania. The Southern Coyote comes in from Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio. And, I mean, we're just surrounded, and they just keep expanding the range, expanding the range, expanding the range. I mean, 30 years ago, we did see them in Pennsylvania, you know, and we heard about them here 25 years ago. And I think we actually did an article 20-some years ago in the old Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. Bill Burton wrote an article on the coyotes. And, you know, they've been steadily increasing, steadily increasing, steadily increasing. Now, here in Maryland, at one point, we did have a group of fox chasers hire some fur trappers to bring coyotes in from out west so they could chase them. They were a little more sporting to chase a coyote than it was to chase a fox. But that was a small percentage of the coyotes that have come here. Most of them have come in, you know, just by natural migration.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, what was different, say, 30 years ago, 50 years ago? Why were they a small
just like black bear, they've increased their range. You know, we didn't have black bears here in Maryland. We had a few, but, you know, again, Pennsylvania had an increase in population. Virginia, West Virginia, they've all had, you know, these, there's just good habitat for them. And apparently plenty of food.
We've got a ton of black bear down here also.
Mm.
I did not see any this year and bought a tag. I got permission to hunt new property, and one of the stipulations was if you see a black bear, you have to shoot it.
Right.
So I did go out at the last minute buy a tag.
How far are you from Dismal Swamp?
I don't know where that is.
No. Our landowner.
I'm in the far northwest.
Okay, this is down more on the coast. But the coastal black bears in North Carolina are incredible. I saw a photo the other day of one that was over 600 pounds, 620, 650, something like that. The landowner of the Sick of Deer property hunts down there. He has 50 acres outside of Dismal Swamp. His land is being developed for bear hunting. Okay? But he goes down every year and hunts with these guys. There was a photo of, I think, 8 bears on bait. You can't bait them in the swamp, okay? And you can't shoot them on bait, but you can shoot them in route, okay?
Right.
So they put the bait out. The bears are heading towards the bait, and you waylay them, okay? But he had a picture of 8 bears out of season. I would say the smallest bear in the bunch was 350.
Wow.
I mean, these are incredibly large bears. The one he killed this year was 480. His daughter killed one 320 last year.
Where is this?
No, North Carolina.
My buddy used to put bait out for deer.
Yeah.
Feeder and a camera.
Yeah.
And he did have one on his camera that
right.
was reaching about 8 or 10 feet up.
Wow. That's a big bear.
It was a huge bear.
Yep. That's a huge bear.
That's a little on the rare side.
The one that was killed down there of note, I think, was 7-something, 720, somewhere in there. Guy by the name of Earl. Earl and Bubba were hunting it, and I think they both shot it, but Earl claimed it. Earl put the fatal hit on it. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and those guys have been featured on some television shows and so forth. So McMillan River Adventures, I believe, is the show. So Shawn Michaels. All right, brother. Well, Happy New Year to you. We got to go to a station break.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For now, I think we're going to hold the calls. I'll tell you one more time about this is it. This is the end of it, the end of the announcements for Winter Gunderland. Rebates on all Browning firearms, $100 on shotguns, $50 on the AB300, $75 on the X-Bolt, $50 on the 1911 22 pistols, and $25 on all Buckmark pistols. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full line. Browning dealer, 410-242-6108. They also carry a full line of Browning ammunition, which is pretty cool. Haven't shot any yet, but I'm planning to. Website is ClydeSports.com, and they're open 7 days a week. Honor all major credit cards. That's Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer. Hey, the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the world's largest consumer outdoor show. We'll start giving tickets away next week. 9 days celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoors. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. 1,100 exhibitors, everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. There's also the NRA Country Concert on February 11th. That's a Saturday evening. Doors open at 6:30. The NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show features Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. For details, tickets, and more, go to greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.